Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I feel very honored and inspired to be here today, guys. It's not often that I get to sit this side of the fence. Normally, all of you are probably about 16 years old, or you're a room filled with engineers, and I'm trying to convince them to make it 2 kilos lighter or something like that. So honestly, thank you so much for considering me to be here. I think rather than echo some of the endless amounts of skills and policies that we've been going on about, the important policies we've been going out on about today, I kind of wanted to reflect on my journey that I've had, and the relevant skills that have got me through that process, of what I have learned from going through the pathway that I have been, and the fortunate things I've been able to do and win, what has got me there. Because I do think there is a gap. I do think that what we're missing in terms of job applications, what we're putting on our job specs, and what we can translate through to teachers is definitely something we can talk about tonight. And I'm excited to get into it. So my journey did start back at university. I did a degree, 4 years Masters of Material Science and Engineering. And I studied that at Manchester. And it was during that university degree that I had an industrial placement. And I think that was the pivotal part of my education. And I'm so glad we've touched upon that already. Nancy's touched upon industrial placements. Now, during that placement, it gave me a purpose. I picked up so many things in terms of professional interaction, but also what made a company tick. And it was that experience that led me on to get a job offer from McLaren. It gave me a topic that I could focus my thesis on, which was later published and allowed me to get the job offer and role going at McLaren as well. And understanding what issue is going on in the business is only really possible by placing yourself and immersing yourself in that particular type of experience. And that's why I'm such an advocate for it. And I'd love to get into a discussion on what more we can do in terms of industrial placements and that work experience ethic as well. So off the back of taking away that topic, researching it as part of my master's, McLaren offered me a position of materials engineer. And prior to that, they didn't have a materials division. It was mainly mechanical, automotive engineering based. And this is something that I'd like to get into a little bit when we talk about diversifying that talent pool, why we need to look further than just the traditional routes and talent pools going into particular industries, why branching out to the likes of material scientists or coders and software programmers is going to be ever so essential when we look towards the future of UK manufacturing, but then also to keep up with the likes of the tech giants and startups that we're competing with as well. I've been at McLaren for about 5 years now, 6 years, including that internship. And since then, I've been incredibly fortunate to have won the IET Young Women Engineer of the Year in 2020. And then, of course, getting awarded the MBE, which I'm picking up tomorrow. But it wasn't the degree, it wasn't the modules, it wasn't the exam results that I would say have been most impactful on my journey. It would be these skills. And I'm going to upset Bill when I say soft skills. So maybe we should call them life skills, whatever we can discuss in a little bit. But these life skills are the things that I consider to be the most impactful on my journey and the things that I will carry with me throughout my course and what I go on to do next. And as a STEM ambassador, I get to frequently visit schools, colleges, and talk to students and interact with them and hopefully influence them on why getting into science, technology, engineering, and maths, or changing their mind about science, technology, engineering, and maths to consider it as an option. And these life skills often come into that play as well. And from going to these schools, we talked about the behaviors and the attributes, the creative thinking, the resilience, all part of this. But what I took away from going to these schools and colleges is two main factors, which I think all also incorporate the skills that I have learned along my journey in order to share this knowledge, but then also the skills that we need to essentially teach these students as well. The first one being visualization. This I found to be such a huge, important factor of where I've gotten today, but then also understanding that this is so important for students to pick up on. And yes, I admit it's a lot easier for students to visualize when you're traveling with a £500,000 supercar and they can say, yep, seen that before, seen that on Top Gear. But that social media presence, that interaction, how is that relatable to their everyday life? How can they picture themselves getting into this particular type of industry? We need to shed the stereotype that it's just top set of maths that are able to go on to be engineers. This is so much more than that. And I hope visualization, I see visualization being a key point to see that they can place themselves in that company, and that could be them doing this particular role. The second factor I'd like to discuss, of course, is educating parents as well. So I do a lot of work with students directly, a lot of work with teachers, professors. I see how influential they are and how influential they have been to my particular career pathway. But changing the norm in which parents think how their child can go into education, changing the norm that it's only university degrees that can facilitate supplying engineering companies or scientific companies, or having to achieve straight A's in order to do this. We need to broadcast and diversify our workforce if we're ever going to move the UK manufacturing, the UK automotive industry forward. And we need to diversify that workforce in order to get that diversification of product as well. So as we look forward to what the UK manufacturing scene is, and I obviously talk on behalf of the automotive industry, I am excited for that talent pool to expand when we talk about apprenticeships, diversification of workforce, sponsored PhD subjects, anything that's going to give them that sense of purpose, resilience, creative thinking outside of the classroom, those skills that I've talked about being so influential to my particular career. And although McLaren, what we're doing, working with councils, working with local enterprises, addressing what kind of skills we're looking to see, software in particular, coding is going to be a big one for the automotive industry as well. There is still so much more that we can be doing. And I think if we look towards the future in terms of what challenges we're facing, I've talked about competing with tech giants, being close to London, tech startups, and these companies are often considering the skill set and the life skills in their application. Whereas necessarily the automotive industry, we're still focusing on that education or that degree and those particular grades that we're achieving. And yet, funnily enough, in my interview, although my application was asking for all sorts of educational background, my interview was about what would you do in conflict? How would you settle teamwork? How would you, if someone, I was managing netball at university, and if someone went off sick, how would you settle team morale? And these are the kind of things that McLaren are picking up on. And yet when you read that application, that is not necessarily what was reflected in what you thought you could apply to the job with. So as we're competing with tech industries who are picking up on these personality traits, these characteristics, these life skills, we should hopefully reflect our job applications to match so in order for us to compete with the tech giants as such. But also transitioning to net zero, we're going to need a huge diversification of workforce as we overcome electrification, as we go through autonomous technology. No longer can we just simply assume that mechanical engineers can be supplying our talent pool, and we need to think about how our products and technologies are going to be changing. And this is done by targeting skill set rather than educational grades. So to finish with, I would just like to say that the technical skills gap we can address, particularly in conversations tonight, I would like everyone to go away with changing the narrative, how we can go home, we can address our students, address our children, aspiring scientists and technologists about what the narrative actually is. You don't have to be the most talented person in your math set in order to get into this particular type of industry. Also, to end with opening opportunities. Every single one of us has the opportunity to make an impact, whether it be signing up our employees to become STEM ambassadors if you're working for a technology firm, or if you're part of the educational system, reaching out to local STEM ambassadors, because I feel like we're making such an impact with the kind of communication that we're doing with those programs as well. Thank you so much.